Cheap prices at the pump will lead to a lot more Thanksgiving Day traffic, how car sharing could save you $5,000 a year, and why winter weather will turn on a lot more tire pressure lights. All that and more coming right up on Auto Line Daily. This is Auto Line Daily for November 26th of 2014. So, who's the greenest car company in the United States? Well, we all know that Toyota dominates the segment with hybrids, plug-ins, and electric vehicles. They account for over 13% of its total sales. Then there's a big drop-off to Ford, which is number two, with green cars being close to 4% of its sales. Surprisingly, Hyundai, Kia are number three, just barely beating out Nissan. Then comes Honda. While the top half of the list is dominated by Asian car makers, the bottom half goes to the Germans and the Americans. BMW is coming in at number six, followed by General Motors, and then Daimler, Volkswagen, and Fiat Chrysler round out the top 10. Car sharing is an idea spreading throughout the world. Bloomberg reports that Zipcar copycats in India are offering cars at remarkably cheap prices. One of those copycats is called Zoomcar India, and it offers up a Mahindra Riva E20 hatchback for only 73 cents an hour. You know, there are over 200 million people in India under the age of 30 who live in cities, and at prices like this, car sharing is expected to explode. Speaking of mobility services, coming up next, how you could save $5,000 a year, why Audi wants a performance ZEV, and why winter weather is going to turn on lights on the dashboard of your car.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
This concept of buying mobility instead of buying cars is being studied intently by the automotive industry, and a new study by KPMG suggests that motorists could save a boatload of money if they go the mobility route. Using the U.S. market as its basis, the study shows that the average new car costs about 61 cents a mile to operate. That includes the fixed costs, depreciation, insurance, and registration, spread over 5 years with the car driven 15,000 miles a year. But the fixed costs of a shared car used by multiple people and driven 40,000 miles a year drops to 26 cents a mile. That means you could save more than $5,000 a year by paying for a car when you need it, instead of owning one that sits parked for 22 hours a day. Most automakers that make electric vehicles fail to play up their greatest attribute, the fact that they're fun to drive due to all the torque that the electric motors generate. But it sounds like Audi wants to highlight that feature. In a recent interview that I did with the automaker's chairman of the management board, Rupert Stadler, he told Autoline, Audi needs to make a performance zero emissions vehicle. Yeah, we know the R8 e-tron is on the way, but we think Stadler is hinting at something beyond a limited production R8 electric. Clearly, Audi needs to react to Tesla's Model S, as well as BMW's i8. And the upcoming A7 h-tron, the hydrogen-fueled car, doesn't have the kind of performance numbers we think he's talking about. Hey, a programming note here. With the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow, the Autoline crew is taking the rest of the week off. So, no Autoline After Hours tomorrow, no more Autoline Daily for the rest of the week, but we will be back here bright and early next Monday morning. Speaking of Thanksgiving, are you going over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house tomorrow for all that turkey stuffing and the trimmings? Well, you better be prepared for a lot more people on the road. Thanks to plunging gasoline prices in the United States, IHS says motorists will make up nearly 90% of all travelers tomorrow. It expects a slight decrease in air travel because people will be taking advantage of those cheap prices at the pump. Coming up next, the Autoline Garage takes a look at why winter weather is going to start triggering low tire pressure warnings.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
Autoline Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
In an effort to keep drivers more safe by alerting them of an underinflated tire or tires, an electronic tire pressure monitor system is required on all light-duty vehicles made after 2007. If the pressure in any of the tires drops 25%, or about 8 psi in your average passenger car, below the manufacturer recommended pressure, this light will pop up on the dash. While we've noted that this could be an access point for hackers into your car, I still think it's a needed system. It can be very difficult for anyone to tell the difference between a tire that's properly inflated and one that's 50% below the recommended level. And people that don't ever bother to check, which is a higher number than you may think, would otherwise be driving on a blowout waiting to happen. Now, it's a fact that tires will lose a small amount of air, about a quarter to half a PSI every month, even if there's not a problem. It's also a fact that the average person tends to freak out if any light pops up on their dash, running to the nearest dealer or repair shop to see what's up. And with the switch to winter weather and much colder temperatures, those pesky low tire lights will be popping up on thousands of vehicles. Because for every 10 degree Fahrenheit drop in temperature, a tire's air pressure will decrease by about 1 psi. There's no need to freak out if there was a big drop in temperature and now your TPMS light is on. If you have a tire gauge in your car, which you should, just calmly head over to the nearest gas station and fill your tires. Or if you don't have a gauge, I'm sure most repair shops or dealerships will be willing to accommodate you. Another good tip for those of you with TPMS is to keep your wheels clean. Most sensors have an aluminum valve that's bolted to an aluminum wheel with an aluminum cap. And we all know how aluminum on aluminum loves to corrode. I've started to see more cases of air leaking around these valve stems. And as I've said before, if the sensor has to be replaced, it can cost well over $100. For Autoline Garage, I'm Sean McElroy.
And that wraps up this week's reports. For all our American viewers, go out and have a great Thanksgiving holiday. And for everyone else in the world, we'll see you right back here next Monday.